for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday afternoon deliverance service of July the 10th, 1993. Dr. Bill Null of Salina, Kansas, is the teacher. This is the summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
There are some people who feel that the curse that goes four generations at least, it can go further, but it goes at least four generations. It doesn't stop at four generations now. And they have some pretty good linguistical evidence for this in the Hebrew language. But at least four generations. Let's look at Deuteronomy 18. And then I want to give you one verse on horoscopes. Because I always have somebody ask me, where in the Bible does it say that you shouldn't read horoscopes? And you say, well, it says about the host. Oh, that's not a horoscope. It doesn't say horoscope. I want to show you where it says you're not supposed to read horoscopes. Let's look at Deuteronomy 18:9. When you come into the land of the Lord your God, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of your nation, of these nations. I think we read this before, with abominations. You shall not have anyone pass, make his son or daughter pass through the fire, child of sacrifice. Practice witchcraft. A soothsayer, that's a card layer, interprets omens, that's somebody who reads palms and tea leaves. A sorcerer, that's somebody who uses magic, uses drugs and music, and sells potions and amulets. A one who conjures spells, that's a curse caster. Or a medium, or a spiritualist, or one who calls up the dead, a necromancer. For all who do these are an abomination, or detestable in God's sight, cursed. Yes, ma'am. I can't hear you.
Are homeopathic remedies potions?
It depends. Some of them are probably from the sorcerer. And, it depends on who makes it and under what circumstance it's given and under what attitude of the heart it's taken and so forth. The things that call upon the occult, potions call upon the occult. I remember when I was a small boy, I went to Harry S.'s, and a young lady came in, and she wanted a love potion made so that this boy would marry her. And Harry had her bring in some of the blood of her menstrual period, and he put this in the potion along with some other stuff, and he mixed it up. And he spoke some what I thought was Swahili, but I think now probably was demonic tongues over it. And he sold it to her and told her to put it into his coffee.
Yeah.
And so she invited him over and put the love potion in his coffee, and he drank it. And a spirit of lust went into him, and he had to have her. And he would not rest until he did, and he married her. But his marriage was based on lust. But that's sorcery. That's sorcery. I could talk a long time about making potions and cursing them and curses and things like this, but that's not the point of it. The point is that's forbidden by the Word of God. I did not know that. I received the occult from both sides of my family, from both my mother and my father. And I was the gifted one. I was the one that had the ESP and the one with the deep interest in the occult and who practiced hypnotism and a number of other things. And I was the card layer. And God graciously delivered me from these things and was very kind to me. He called me a horrible sinner out of the pit and set me up on the solid rock. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He set me up on the solid rock, and he set my feet, and he pointed me towards God. And he has graced me with his Spirit, and he has touched me, and he's saved me, and he's healed me, and he's delivered me. A horrible sinner, most horrible of sinners. And I thank him for it. I praise him, and I bless him. And I say to him that I am his, and I will go where he says go, and I will do what he says do, and I will never say no. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Lord. And I don't tend to stand here and talk about the occult. All I can say to you, it is real. It is real. And if you are involved in it, you need to repent. And if your parents were involved, your forefather parents were involved, if you have Indian heritage in you, if you have Gypsy heritage in you, if you have German heritage in you, almost all heritage has some occult practices, some worse than others. But you need to hold it up, repent, reject the mantle that may have come down through the family line. If you have any type of extrasensory perception, any type of precognition, you know what precognition is? That's when you say, you know, there's a letter from grandmother down there in the mailbox. She hasn't written us in a year and a half, but I know it's there. And you go down, there it is. That's precognition, knowing. I know that one day we were here when... During one of the deliverance services, and some people came over and asked us if we'd please come over and talk to this very tormented person. And so we went over there, and here was this man, and he was tormented, witchcraft. He didn't want to be delivered. I mean, we really just sort of wasted our time. We were sitting there, and all of a sudden he said, Maurice, you weren't on the telephone. Then the phone rang, and it was for Maurice. And that's precognition. He knew at least a minute before the phone rang that Maurice was going on the phone. That's precognition. That is demonic skill.
Amen. Amen.
And I talked to him and tried to pray for him, but, you know, he was not willing. He eventually came here and got deliverance when they were going to put him in the insane asylum. He decided to come over and get some deliverance. Okay. Lamentation says, our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Praise the Lord. What's that now?
Lamentations 5:7. Our fathers have sinned, and they are not, and we are bearing their iniquities.
That's a very good verse. We'll make note of that. Thank you. Lamentations. I've added to the other. Okay. Now, and so we see all of these things make you an abomination. Now, I wanted you to turn over to Isaiah 44. And this is the one on the horoscopes. Isaiah 47. Isaiah 47. 13 and 14. We'll start with verse 13. Start back at verse 12 if you want to. He's talking to Babylon. Stand now with your enchantments and the multitude of your sorceries in which you've labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit. Perhaps you will be able to prevail. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Now let the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly prognosticators stand up and say to you, those are horoscopes, for these things shall come upon you, from these things that shall come upon you. Behold, they, the horoscopes, shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves by the power of the flame. Now, if you do the horoscopes, you make yourself an abomination to God, even though you do them for fun, even though you don't believe them. If you read them, then you make yourself an abomination to God, an accursed object set apart for destruction, and you open yourself for the enemy to send destroying spirits into you to destroy you. And he will send infirmity spirits in and give you arthritis and high blood pressure and heart attacks and stomach ulcers and tension headaches and migraine headaches and all sorts of little ditties. I mean, he's got a whole kit bag full of cute little tricks he can play. And you can spend the rest of your life going to the doctor, taking medicine, and being miserable. And being robbed and having a hole in the bottom of your sack where everything you earn runs out. Praise your Lord God. So much for the involvement in the occult. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your Lord. Let's look at the results from seeking wisdom from the occult. There are two scriptures. Let's look at 2 Kings verse 1 first. And here, the king of Israel, Hezekiah, has fallen through the lattice work and has injured himself. And he gathers up and he sends down to Baal, the god Baal at Ekron, to inquire whether he's going to get well or not. And he sends a chariot out, and Elijah, Spirit of God, tells Elijah, go meet the chariot. And so he went and measured. He met it. Look at verse 3. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, arise and go meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and say to them, is it because there's no God in Israel that you're going to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Now therefore, thus says the Lord God, you shall not come down from the bed to which you've gone. You shall surely die. And you know the rest of the story. But the results of seeking that foreign god was, you will die. Now let's look at another place. Let's look at First Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and because he consulted a Median for guidance. He did not inquire of the Lord, therefore he, God, killed him, and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. Now, it's interesting that it says God killed him. That's what the scripture says. Read that. Look at it. That is a result of seeking knowledge from the occult. Now, the occult is divided into two parts, power and knowledge. Power is the witchcraft portion. Sorcery and witchcraft are the power portions that allow you to control people and supernatural events and natural events. Divination is knowledge. Both are forbidden by the Word of God. Both make you an abomination and open you to destruction and bring a curse on you and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Four generations. The second area of sin I wanted to talk about was involvement in sexual sin. And I showed you in the study on abominations that God considers idolatry, and involvement in the occult is a type of idolatry. It's spiritual whoredom. It's a type of idolatry. That God considers idolatry, child sacrifice, and sexual sin, fornication, whoredom, all the same. And he uses them interchangeably. And so sexual sin brings a curse, in most cases, at least four generations. In the case of incest and illegitimacy, it brings it at least 10 generations. Brother Glenn covered that very adequately yesterday. Incest tends to replicate itself within a family line. Almost everyone is under the curse of incest. How many of you know what your blood kin was doing 400 years ago? If you calculate it back, you will find, if you go back 10 generations, you will find that you have 1,000 people involved. A little over 1,000. 1,027 or 56, I can't remember exactly, but you have just a little over 1,000 people involved in 10 generations. Now, what were those 1,000 people doing? Only God in heaven knows. But incest. You need to break the curse of incest on your family, and that demon of incest will come down through the family line and try to replicate itself. Try to manufacture, to cause it to occur again in the family so that the curse will go for another 10 generations. With it, it brings whoredom. It brings the curse of whoredom. Now, the curse of whoredom is listed in Hosea 4, chapter 9. And that curse brings not only fornication, it also brings homosexuality. It also brings, it's got about 12 things in it. I have a tape on it back there called The Curse of Whoredom. And to adequately go through it, you'll find it has 12 things, I think it's 12 things that are a result of this curse. But you can have homosexuality, the homosexuals who say that they've known since they were a little child that they had a woman trapped in a boy's body, or children in whom were born under the curse of whoredom that had the homosexual spirit in them at birth. That's how it came in. Homosexuality can come in three ways. It can come in through the curse of whoredom. It can come in by being molested as a child. Or it can come in by an act of consent. You get seduced into it. Those are the three methods. I've seen it from all three. Also, it brings in other types of perversion. It brings in peeping toms and transvestites and child perversion flashes. I mean, you just think of all the different types of sexual sin you want to think about. And it all comes in through the spirit of whoredom, because of idolatry, because of child sacrifice, and because of sexual sin. Praise you, Lord God. In sexual sin, a careful reading of the chapter in Proverbs will show you that there is a transmission of soul material. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 6. I want to establish this for you in Scripture so that you will understand that I'm not making this up, that I'm not drawing this out of spiritual revelation with no Scripture to back me. I said before that if someone gets up and preaches and tells you that they have great deep revelation on Scripture, and in only a few of you going to get to be able to understand this, it's very deep, and starts giving you this, you better run for the nearest exit. And you won't be able to find it in the Bible, because this is beyond the revelation of the Bible. You run. The dark is getting ready to unload.
That's right.
Under the tutelage of the Holy Spirit, the most complex things are made very simple. When you listen to Brother Jack talk, he talks about very complex things in the future, but he lays it out in a very simple pattern that everyone can understand, and is backed by Scripture. Praise you, Lord. Now let's look at the, I didn't mean to get on that. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. Now, the word there in the Hebrew is nephshah. Nephshah. Yeah. Forgive me, Lord. It said about me in high school, I could torture one poor word 10,000 ways. Immediately, let's look in chapter 7. Chapter 6, 31. Now, let's come down to chapter 7, 22. You read the whole chapter of verse 7, it talks about a man going out and meeting a harlot. And she has seduced him into her house. And let's look at it here in verse 22. Immediately he went after her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or a fool to the correction of the stocks, until an arrow struck his liver. As a bird hastens to the snare, he did not know it would take his soul. Y'all's translation says life. All right. The word nephah is ultimately translated either life or soul. Same Hebrew word. Once nephah. Same word translated when it said Jesus poured out his soul unto death. Nepha. And you know what he poured out? He bled to death. He bled to death. He poured out his precious blood. But that was his soul. The life, the soul is in the blood. The Nepha is in the blood. The soul is in the blood. And there is an intermingling of blood every time sexual intercourse occurs. It is a sealing of the blood covenant. One of the ways to look to rape to see if penetration has occurred, the woman's vaginal mucosa is examined under a 10-power ocular, and you'll see microscopic tears and bleeding. The same for the male penis after intercourse. There is a bleeding that occurs. There is a transfer of blood. It is more pronounced after rectal intercourse. That's the reason AIDS is transmitted much more rapidly. The chance of catching AIDS from rectal intercourse is one chance in 250, or one chance in 230, something in that order. Because there is more bleeding, they think. They're not sure, you understand. They've never done a real great research because the AIDS virus is the only virus that has civil rights. And you cannot test for it unless you have the written permission of the patient, and that written signed witness permission slip must go to the lab. The lab to run it, they got to have that written signed permission witnessed, duly witnessed by two witnesses. Legal document. AIDS got no civil rights. Can't check for it. Praise you, Lord God. Let's see how God feels about immorality. There's so many, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6 says, he who is joined to a harlot becomes one flesh with her. Okay. We're talking about soul. Let's stay on the soul right now. Let's turn to Ezekiel 6:13. Here, the prophet is talking to some false prophetesses, some necromancers, some sorcerers and witches. And he says, likewise, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who prophesy of their own spirit. Prophesy against them, saying, thus says the Lord God, woe to the women who sew magic charms on their sleeves and make veils for the head of the people for every height to hunt souls. Will you hunt souls of my people to keep yourself alive? Will you profane me among my people for handfuls of barley and pieces of bread, killing people who should not die and keeping people alive who should not live? By lying to my people who listen to your lies. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against your magic charms by which you hunt souls like flying things. You got birds in yours? I said, does your Bible say birds there instead of flying things? I'm in Ezekiel 13. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Ezekiel 13:6. 13:17. Well, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Somebody, y'all, no wonder everybody's looking at me so funny. You find it? All right. You'll see it says there that these women hunt souls and have magic charms. And they keep people, they kill people for money, for hands full of barley. Keep people alive, heal people. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I'm against your, verse 20, I'm against your magic charms, with which you hunt souls like birds. Birds are literally flying things. I will tear off your veils and deliver my people out of your hand. They shall no longer be prey to your hand, then you shall know I am the Lord. And you read the rest of it. But the point I wanted you to see is that here are people who are extracting someone's soul through witchcraft. And Brother Norman Parrish tells us in Guatemala that he has seen professional witches extract the souls of people and put them in jars. And these people have come to know the Lord, and they will go out and release these souls. This man, Brother Norman, gave the testimony in his camp. He said the man came to him and said he had a dark room in which he claimed he had photography, but really he was using it for his witchcraft. And he had extracted the souls of a number of people in the church, portions of their souls. And he wanted to know what to do, and so he went down to a ravine, and he opened each one of the bottles and said, "I release you in the name of the Lord Jesus." And he threw the bottle down the rocks and broke it. And he did this for each one. And since it was early in the morning, he walked by every house of these people to see how they were doing. So I don't know, but something happened about an hour ago. I don't know what happened. He said, "But something happened. I got released." He said, "Oh, good, good. I'm glad you're released." And he went home. He went back and told Norman that the people had been released. But a person in witchcraft can steal part of your soul and put it in a bottle, put a demon in it instead. This is very commonly done in heathen religions. And what I'm trying to say to you is that someone can form a soul tie. Anyone who has ever dominated you in an ungodly fashion will form a soul tie in which they are able to exert undue influence on you. Actually, they without realizing it, they steal part of your soul. And they are able to I see people who are being controlled by the grave, from the grave, by a father who dominated them excessively, and they can't break loose of dad's influence. Everything they think, "Well, God, what would dad think of it?" And you need to break these ungodly soul ties to the grave. That's what it's talking about there. Alright? When you have sexual intercourse with someone, when you allow someone to pierce your body. Now, sexual intercourse means to pierce. It says that Abraham went into Hagar. Do you remember that? Now, that word means to pierce. When you allow someone to pierce your body, whether it's having your ears pierced, being tattooed, being French kissed, having a physical examination, or having intercourse. All of them have degrees. All of them have degrees. You need to break soul ties to those people and release them to Jesus.
Renounce your pierced ears.
And we're going to talk. I'm going to lead you through, but I want you to understand from the Word of God, soul ties, I can establish soul ties from the Word of God. It's not something that I've dreamed up. If you've ever been to a counselor, and this counselor has counseled you, and suddenly you find you can't make a decision without calling the counselor. In medicine, this is called dependence. You become dependent on your counselor, and you have to call him. And some people get so dependent on their counselor, they got to call him to know what color pants to put on in the morning. Should I wear the gray slacks or the tan slacks? And you laugh about it, but that happens. And they are in bondage. They have got soul ties to that counselor. You ever been hypnotized? You've got soul ties. If you've ever placed yourself under a false teacher, you've probably got soul ties to them. You ever been under a false teacher? Ever been under a Jezebel, a warlock, in the form of a teacher? You've probably got soul ties to him. You've got anybody that seems to control you, that you wonder about, that you always come into mind, that you're trying to forget. If you've got somebody that hurts you real bad, and it always comes up, you've got soul ties. Ties in the spirit realm that need to be broken. And God can break you free. He'll cut you free. For the Word of God is sharp and is quick and sharp and the two-edged sword, cutting asunder the spirit and the soul. He'll cut you free. So will the Spirit will cut you free. Thank you, Lord. Well, I could go on for another hour, but I think it's time to quit. Let's all stand up and praise Him. It's said that the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure. Thank you, Lord God. Let's all stand up and praise Him. Reach up to the heavens and praise Him. I've talked a lot longer than I've been intended to. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness to us, Lord God. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you and bless and glorify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now we're going to, y'all sit down now. We're going to break, I'm going to lead you through we've been through a number of renunciations. And I'm not going to do an in-depth renunciation. I've got a full-page renunciation here that takes 20 minutes to go through, and I don't think we will go through that. I think we will do some, but we will go through and break the power of the occult on us and the power of the sins of our fathers, and we'll break ungodly soul ties. We'll break ungodly soul ties to the past, and then we'll come against the spirits of bondage. Say,
Dear Lord,
I love you.
Lord,
I want to be free.
I
want to be free to worship you, Lord.
To be obedient to you.
Bear fruit to you. That your name might be glorified.
Lord, I thank you.
I believe that
Jesus Christ
is the Son of God,
born of a virgin,
died on the cross,
shed his blood
for my sins,
was died and was buried,
resurrected on the third day
for my justification.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe
that Jesus Christ
has come in the flesh.
Thank you, Lord.
You are my Lord.
I accept you
as my Lord and Master,
as my Deliverer,
as my Healer.
O Lord God,
set me free this day.
Lord, I confess
my sins
and the sins of my ancestors.
Lord, I confess the sin of incest,
of illegitimacy,
of idolatry,
of whoredom,
of sexual sin.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God,
break all these curses on me
and my lineal descendants
forever.
Lord, I confess
that that people have hurt me.
I have unforgiveness.
Lord, help me forgive.
I forgive, Lord,
anyone
who has ever hurt me,
abused me,
dominated me
in an ungodly fashion.
I forgive, Lord.
I want you to let the Holy Spirit forgive anybody who's ever hurt you,
anybody that the Holy Spirit brings to mind.
Lord, touch them now, Lord, and bring to mind anybody they need to forgive, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise you, Lord God.
Touch your people, Lord God.
Lord, I forgive
everyone who's ever hurt me.
And I forgive myself, Lord,
for my failures.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Lord, I ask you to bless these people
abundantly
in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I break
all curses
on me
and my family
from any occult source.
I reject any soulish prayers,
any jinxes,
any gestures
from any occult source,
from any well-meaning friend,
or any Christian brother.
Lord, I reject all of these
in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I break, Lord.
Any
ungodly soul ties
to anyone
that I've ever had sex with,
who's ever pierced my body
outside of matrimony. In the name of Jesus. If you had sex with your wife or your husband before matrimony, you should confess it as sin now and ask God to break the ungodly soul tie. I break all soul ties
to anyone
who's ever dominated me
in an ungodly fashion.
Anyone who's ever controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. Lord, I break these soul ties and I release them to you. If you have anybody, God brings anybody to mind specifically, you need to speak their name very quietly under your breath. Just release them to Jesus now. Release all these people to Jesus. Anybody who's ever dominated you, anybody in the prayer group, anybody who has ever put control on you, you need to release them to Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask you to bless them. In the name of Jesus, bring them to salvation, Lord. Heal them and deliver them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for setting me free. Lord, I reject the spirit of bondage. Bondage to fear. Bondage to rejection. Bondage to pain.
Bondage to hurt.
Bondage to alcohol.
Bondage to drugs.
Bondage to pride.
Bondage to social
position. Bondage to anything
contrary to the will of God.
Spirit of bondage.
Spirit of addiction.
The Lord rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
I bind you.
And I cast you out.
In the name of Jesus.
For it is written
in Joel 2:32.
Anyone
calls upon the name of the Lord
shall be delivered.
Leave me now.
In the name of Jesus.
All bondage to the past now, all bondage to idols, all bondage to idolatry, all bondage to witchcraft, all bondage to pain, all bondage to hurt, all bondage to unforgiveness, all bondage to fear, all bondage. I break the chains of bondage and I command it to drop off now. All bondage to bitterness in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of rejection, all rejection in the name of Jesus. All rejection. I bind rejection and fear in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind pride, the spirit of pride, spiritual pride. I bind ego, pride, and vanity in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind pride, scornful looks, arrogant looks, boastful looks in the name of Jesus. I bind all pride in the name of Jesus. And I command it to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all pride, all haughtiness, spirit of better than thou, Pharisee spirits in the name of Jesus, ecclesiastical spirits, all prideful spirits in the name of Jesus, all self-righteousness, all spiritual self-righteousness, all self-righteousness. I've got the Holy Ghost. I'm better than they all. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm God's favorite. I bind that in the name of Jesus Christ. God loves me more than he does them. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, be gone out of God's people. Be gone, spiritual pride, spiritual vanity in the name of Jesus. Be gone, Jezebel. Jezebel. I bind the spirit of Jezebel and witchcraft and false pride in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all false gifts, all false anointings in the name of Jesus. All false anointings, all religious spirits, all false anointings, all spirits of the occult in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, come out of God's people. All spirits of the occult in the name of Jesus. I bind all sexual spirits, all unclean spirits, all spirits of uncleanliness in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all spirits of unclean, all unclean devils, all spirits of uncleanliness in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Come out. I bind the spirit of rape and molestation in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of rape. I break the curse of molestation in the name of Jesus. I command it to leave God's people. Leave them in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, all rape, all molestation, all seduction. I come against the spirit of seduction, sexual seduction, spiritual seduction in the name of Jesus Christ. Seduction, all seducing spirits. I come against the spirit, seduction spirit. Come against the seduction in the name of Jesus Christ, all seduction. All seduction of ultimate reconciliation in the name of Jesus. I bind you, you evil spirit. You evil spirit of ultimate reconciliation, I bind you. You seducing devil in the name of Jesus. You doctrine of demons, I bind you and I command you to leave God's people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. All of you spirits. All you seducing spirits. All you spirits of other Jesuses. Other Jesus, spirits of another Jesus, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of another gospel, I bind you. All Mormon spirits, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. All spirits from the Jehovah Witnesses, go in the name of Jesus. All spirits from Masons, go in the name of Jesus. All Masonic spirits, go. All seducing spirits, all Eastern Star spirits, all seducing spirits in the name of Jesus. All demolay spirits, rainbow girls, all spirits from the Masonic Lodge, all spirits from fraternities and sororities in the name of Jesus, contrary to the will of God, contrary to the Word of God, I bind them in the name of Jesus. And I command them to come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave God's people. Go. Go. All spirits of bitterness now. Bitter spirits. Bitter spirits. Spirits of bitterness. Bitter spirits, bitter bondage spirits, all spirits of jealousy in the name of Jesus, all spirits of jealousy and envy, envy and jealousy and hostility. I come against all spirits of depression, suicide and depression, I bind you. Come against all spirits of rage and anger and murder in the name of Jesus. Leave God's people. Leave them in the name of Jesus. Go. Go, go, go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of anger, murder in the name of Jesus. Rage, spirits of rage, spirits of alcohol. For alcohol is a raging spirit and wine is a mocker. Come against the mocking spirits, the wine-bibbing spirits in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. Let God's people go now in the name of Jesus. All bondage spirits, all addiction in the name of Jesus. Leave them. Leave them. All bondage. Bondage, I speak to you. Turn loose now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I speak to all spirits of stubbornness, stubborn self-will, unteachable spirits, spirits of being unteachable in the name of Jesus. Go. All spirits of unteachableness, I loose the hornets from heaven to drive them out. I loose the hornets from heaven. For God said that He would send the hornets in to drive out the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Lucites and the Hittites and the Jebusites. I loose the hornets from heaven to drive them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! All spirits of Eastern religions, I come against the spirit of Burnta. I come against the spirit of Burnta in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all the Hindu spirits. All spirits from the Hindu religion in the name of Jesus. I come against all yoga spirits, all Lamar spirits, all spirits of yoga in the name of Jesus. All serpentine spirits, all Kundalini spirits, the spirits of the Kundalini, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All you serpentine spirits, all spirits of the serpentine, uncoil off God's people. Uncoil and turn them loose. All serpentine spirits, turn them loose now. Turn them loose now. I come against all infirmity spirits. All spirits of infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of heart attacks. All spirits of lung disease. All spirits of intestinal disorders in the name of Jesus. All spirits of colon disorders. All spirits of constipation, of Crohn's disease in the name of Jesus. All you spirits, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of dysmenorrhea in the name of Jesus Christ and dyspareunia, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! All spirits of cystitis in the name of Jesus. All spirits of weak bladder in the name of Jesus. All spirits of incontinence in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave God's people. Leave God's people. All spirits of weak bladder and weak colon in the name of Jesus. Go! Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of constipation in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! All spirits of hemorrhoids and rectal fissures in the name of Jesus. Go! We bind you. We speak healing and restitution to God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord. All arthritis go. All diabetes go in the name of Jesus. All arthritis. Arthritis, I bind you in the name of Jesus and command that you turn God's people loose. All spirits of arthritis in the name of Jesus. Just go now. Go. Anything anybody wants to call out that we miss? All headaches and eye problems in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I send forth the war angels right now, Lord God. Lord, we send forth the war angels to break all containers containing part of us, of the souls of these people in the name of Jesus Christ. We send forth the war angels and we break all the containers, ma'am, in the name of Jesus, God. We send forth the ministering spirits to minister, Lord, to pick them up and bring them back now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Lord, you said you restore our souls, that you would lead us in green pastures and beside still waters, and you would restore our soul. Lord, I speak restitution to the soul now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak restitution to the soul. I speak restitution to the tattered soul in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Make them, Lord, the child of God you envisioned before the foundation of the earth, Lord. And we speak now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We break any curses that would try to hold on to the soul in the name of Jesus. We revoke any pledges made. We revoke any vows or any pledges made. We revoke any prices accepted. We revoke all of this. We break it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for His blood paid for that. For He Himself is our redemption, our ransom in full. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has paid the price for the soul, for the return of the soul now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we will gather it all up and we will restore it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just open, hold up your hands now and breathe in. Praise you, Lord. We bring it in, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Restore it now, Lord. We speak healing and restitution to God's people. Oh, God, let your spirit of healing come forth now, Lord. Let your spirit of healing come forth, Lord. Heal your people now, Lord. Give them healing and restitution to their souls, Lord God. Healing to their body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you and we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill them now, Lord. Fill every one full. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your kindness to us, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for the souls that you set free now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I loosen on the spirit of wisdom, Lord God. Wisdom and understanding and counsel and might and knowledge and fear of the Lord. Fill them full, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God. Lord, I bind the war angels to them, Lord, to walk with them, Lord. I put the shield of faith over them to protect them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the food now, Lord. Bless the food, Lord. Bless it to our use, Lord, and us to thy service in the name of Jesus. We ask in Christ's name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www. LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.